感谢主，我们可以在网上继续来敬拜神啊！今天已经是2021了。
We thank the Lord once again. We can worship the Lord together online. And today is already 2021.
所以在今天我们进入2021的时候，
So when we enter 2021,
我们是多么期盼2021相对于2020年呢？可希望是比较平稳的一年。
we hope that this year 2021 will be a little bit more smooth in comparison to 2020.
但是谁知道呢？
But we don't know that for sure.
我们只能把自己要面对的生活仰望给主了。
All we can do is lift up what we have to face in the hands of the Lord.
今天我就想用一个问题来让我们大家一起思考。
So today I want to use this question to help us ponder.
希望我们从这个问题当中得到答案的时候，我们就可以为2021年打好根基。
So that when we find the answer for this question, we will have a good foundation for 2021.
这个问题就是有什么东西足以决定我们一生的道路呢？
And that specific question is, what determines the course of our lives?
也许在新的一年，我们想，我们现在要怎么样把自己的生命投资在最有效率的地方？
So in this new year, we might think, oh, what can we invest in to make a better life?
是怎么样最保险？
And what is the safest route?
也许是父母，你就想说，我现在要怎么样培育我的孩子，将来可以决定他一生美好的道路。
If you're a parent, you might be thinking about how to prepare your child's life, so they can have a better future.
正在高中的学生也许正在想，他要以怎么样的标准以及时间呢，来充实自己，能够进好的大学，选某一种的科目。
If you're a high school student, you'll be thinking what kind of standards to set and what the timeline to apply for the best college.
或者说，我们今天已经成人了，我们在想，我现在怎么样要改变我的生命，使我的生命走上正轨。
Or if you're currently adult already, you may think how to prepare and bring a better path for yourself.
因此，如果我们知道一个答案，有什么东西可以决定我们一生的道路的话，我们自然会去追求，会去投资，会去宝贝它。
So if we know what determines the course of our life, then we will pursue treasure and invest our time in it.
那答案是什么呢？
So then what is the answer?
原来圣经告诉我们，我们的心就可以决定我们的一生。
Actually, the Bible tells us our heart determines, the course of our life.
是和合本圣经告诉我们，我们要保守我们的心胜过保守一切，因为生命的泉源就由心发出。
NIV version says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
有一个新的普及版翻得更传神，他说要守护我们的心胜过守护一切，因为守护我们的心可以决定我们一生的路途。
The NLT version translates a little bit different, which says, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life.
也就是说，我们未来的行为、我们的情绪、我们的举止、我们的所有心思决定，都是由此而产生的。
So, which means our emotions, our habits, our decisions flow from our heart.
我们的心就有如一条河流，在我们人生当中，它会演变出许多的支流。
So, our heart is like our life with a river that branches into different streams.
而我们的心就是那最初的源头。
And our heart is the source of that stream.
那心到底是什么意思呢？
So, what does it mean for the word heart?
在圣经里面告诉我们，原来这个心的意思，另一个形容词来代表，就是内在的人。
The word heart in the Bible, it can be translated as inner self.
所以在圣经里面有这样说，所以我们不丧胆，反而我们外面的人虽然老了，虽然渐渐的朽坏了，但是我们里面的人却日日在更新。
In the Bible, it says, so we do not lose heart. Though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day.
所以我们里面的人就是我们的心。
So the inner self is our heart.
耶稣也说过，外面的这些形式行为不要紧，最主要是我们的心。
Jesus also has mentioned that things on the outside does not matter. What matters is the heart.
所以在圣经里面，往往心和内在的人，它是代表同样的意思的。
Oftentimes in the Bible, when it says about inner self, it's essentially saying the heart.
那何谓内在的人呢？
So what is inner person or inner self?
简单来说，内在的人包含三样东西。
Simply put, it includes three things.
就是我们的情感、我们的理智以及我们的意志。
So it includes emotion, rationality,and our will.
这个心对我们极其的重要。
Heart is very important to us.
圣经告诉我们，如果我们有一个快乐的心的话，
And the Bible tells us if we have a cheerful heart,
它会直接影响我们身体的健康。
It will directly affect our health, physical health.
所以圣经说，喜乐的心乃是良药。
So the Bible says, a cheerful heart is good medicine.
在诗篇16章第9节这边说，因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的身体也安然无恙。
In Psalm 16, verse 9, it says, therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure.
因此一个欢喜的心直接影响我们身体的健康。
So therefore, a joyful heart directly affects our physical health.
要从我们病痛的身体里面做一个痊愈的话，我们不可缺少一颗喜乐的心。
If we want to be physically, we want to physically recover, we cannot lack a joyful heart.
然而，心也直接影响我们与人的关系，还有与神的关系。
Our heart actually directly affects our relationship with other people.As well as with God.
因为我们是用心与人用爱来沟通的。
Because we use our heart to connect with other people and God.
我们也用我们的心去爱我们的神，因此马可福音12章33节这边说，我们要全心全意全力的爱神，又爱邻如己。这样子做呢，比献什么祭都要好。
In Mark chapter 12, verse 13, it says, to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is more important than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.
所以圣经在这边告诉我们，我们只要用心，用我们的心去爱神，去爱人，比做什么都要好，比献上什么样的祭物都要好。
So here it's saying, us using our heart to love God and love man, it is the best offering.
所以什么是用心去爱呢？
What does it mean to love with all your heart?
就是说我愿意花时间和心思，从我爱的对象他的角度去思考他的处境、他的需要、他的心情、他的感受。
It's essentially taking the time to think about the other person,situation and learn it from their perspective, understand their needs, their emotions, and really how they feel.
用心去爱神，就是想到神对我的期盼是什么。
And to love God with our heart, it means we think about what God's expectations for us are.
他喜欢什么？他心里在想什么？
And what God thinks and what He delights in.
当我们用心去做我们的事情，当我们用心去爱的时候，我们的心就成为一个河流的源头，将来会支配我们所有的心情和举动。
When we do things, when we love with our hearts, when we do things with our hearts, it would become the source of, it's like the source of a stream, and it also plans our future.
但是很奇怪的，圣经用一句话说，我们要保守我们的心。
But interestingly, in the Bible, it says, guard your heart.
为什么要保守呢？为什么要防卫呢？
Why do we have to protect? Why do we have to guard our heart?
哦，原来我们的心因为能够成为我们一生的果效，是河流的源头，因此它是非常珍贵的。
Because everything we do flows from the heart, so therefore it is very, very precious.
因此，只要外面有任何的势力抓住我们的心，就可以控制我们整个人。
So therefore, if there's any outside source that take hold of our heart, it will be able to control us.
它是我们人就好像电脑里面的中央系统 CPU 一样。
It is just like our central processing unit, the CPU.
就好像美国的五角大厦或者华尔街一样。
Or like the Pentagon or the Wall Street.
你只要控制了五角大厦，你只要控制了华尔街，整个美国就被控制住了。
If you control the Pentagon or you control Wall Street, you essentially control America.
因此，世界上有太多的势力，实际上是要想来争夺我们的心的。
So therefore, there are so many things in this world that try to take control of our heart.
如果我们一不小心不知道的话，我们根本不会想要去筑起一个防卫系统去做防范。
If we're not careful enough, we wouldn't think to have a defense system.
在1982年发生了一件事情。
In 1982, event occurred.
改变了所有美国人甚至全世界他用药的习惯。
It changed, people in US as well as in the world, how they partake medication.
就在1982年的9月底的时候。
At the end of September in 1982.
大概有两个礼拜的时间，突然美国有好几个人在一个不知道的原因底下中毒身亡了。
And in 2 week time, there were few people, that died, randomly from poisoning.
然后所有的医生和警察都在查到底发生什么事了。
Doctors and police officers trying to figure out what the problem was.
到最后，他们查出唯一的共同点就是所有中毒身亡的人，他们都吃了美国最有名、最老牌、最通用的止痛剂，就是 Tylenol.
So the common theme from the people that have died from the poisoning is they all consume Tylenol, a really common, very well-known pain medication.
到最后，他们去查，原来每一个吃 Tylenol 的这个死者，他用的 Tylenol里面呢，发现有毒在胶囊里面。
And they found out that everyone have partaken the Tylenol, if there's poison within the capsules.
在发现这个里面有毒的之前
，Before they found out there were poison in the capsules,
Tylenol 的公司，也就是 Johnson & Johnson， 马上已经做出一个决定了。
The company that makes Tylenol, Johnson & Johnson, they made the decision.
他把全美国3100万罐的 Tylenol 全部下架。
And they took off the massive amount of Tylenol that they have on the market. They took it off.
等到后来查出来其中有毒的时候。
And when they found out the ones that have poison.
他们猜想是有人恶意的去商店买了 Tylenol， 然后把胶囊打开，里面塞了毒，然后再把这个 Tylenol 的药瓶呢放回架子上。
So they suspect there's people who purchased the Tylenol, home, opened the capsules, put the poison in there, closed the capsules, and brought it back to the stores.
对于 Tylenol 公司来讲， 他哪想到他们会有敌人会这样子来做呢?
To the Tylenol company, they never thought they had enemy that's going to do things like that for them.
自此以后, Tylenol 所出的所有的药品, 他就做一个改变。他开始有防卫系统了。
So from then on, they have a defense system from the company.
自此以后，我们所有的药品上面都有封条。So
so all the medications that you purchase have tamper seal.
自此以后，所有的胶囊都不能打开了。And
all the capsules cannot be opened anymore.
所有的人，我们也必须要学到一件事情。So
to us humans, we have to learn something too.
哦，我们以为吃的是解药，结果是毒药。
So the thing, the medication we take, we thought it will heal us, but it's actually hurting us.
不论是药厂还是人, 不知道原来外面是有敌人的。
Whether pharmaceutical company or us humans, we don't know that there are enemies around.
很多时候我们基督徒完全不了解，实际上我们生命当中是有敌人正在虎视眈眈的，想要吞吃我们。
We, as Christians, sometimes we don't even know there are enemies that are constantly watching us.
我们如果熟悉圣经故事的话，我们就知道耶稣他之所以被钉十字架，乃是起因的一个原因，是因为他的一个使徒出卖了他。
If we know the Bible stories, we know Jesus being crucified is because one of his disciples betrayed him.
当然我们了解耶稣上十字架本来就是天父的旨意和计划之一。
However, we know that Jesus going on the cross was the will of the Heavenly Father.
但是在这个其中的参与者，我们发现犹大他实际上是原来是耶稣的使徒之一的。
But Judas, who participated in the betrayal, he was part of the plan. He was one of Jesus' disciples.
但是就算耶稣上十字架，怎么会经由这样的事情发生呢？
But even when Jesus has to go on the cross, why did Jesus have to go through the process of betrayal?
我们也了解耶稣已经是全宇宙当中最棒的老师，最棒的带领人了。
We understand Jesus is the best teacher, best guidance in the whole history.
如果我们想象耶稣所带领十二个人跟耶稣在一起的话，他们就是一个小教会，那耶稣那就是全宇宙当中的最棒的牧师了。We
know that Jesus has the best team when it comes to his disciples. So then with them, they will have the best church in the world.
结果里面还是有一个人会背叛耶稣。Yet,
there's still someone who betrayed Jesus.
为什么?
Why?
原来这边说是撒旦进入了加略人犹大的心。Here
it says, then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot.
也就是说，犹大似乎就不晓得有一个敌人，他是撒旦，他可以进来影响他的心的。Basically
saying Judas, who doesn't even know that there's an enemy called Satan who entered him.
因此，犹大在跟耶稣进进出出、跟随着老师的时候，他的心中没有其他的防范。 他就让撒旦大大方方的进入他的心房。So
Judas, even though he was with the teacher going in and out, he does not have defense mechanism, and therefore Satan entered him freely.
他不是没有跟随耶稣。It's
not that Judas was not following Jesus.
他不是没有听耶稣讲话。And
it was not because he was not listening to Jesus' words either.
同样的，我们不要认为我们今天来到教会了。So
in the same way, don't think that because you're coming to church today,
我们有听讲道,
and you listen to sermon,
我们有查经,
and you have Bible study,
甚至自己在讲道,
or even we ourselves are preaching,
不代表撒旦就不会来。
That does not mean that Satan would not come in.
我们必须要首先要了解第一个，外面是有敌人的。
We have to understand first, there is an enemy.
IBM 每年花大笔大笔的经费都在训练他的员工做一件事情。
IBM spends a lot of funding every year to train its employees.
就是告诉我们所有的员工，外面是有所谓企图不良的人想借用电脑和网络要进入我们的账户的。
That in order to tell the workers that there are enemies, on the outside that wants to conquer their system.
我们只要稍不注意，别人就很大大方方的得到我们的密码，进入我们的户头了。
If we lose our focus, even for a split second, the enemy will enter and take control of our passwords and all the information.
那撒旦要进入人的心，他的有一些特征的。
And for Satan to enter into our hearts, he has some special things.
这个敌人一来的时候，他就让我们的人开始怀疑神的计划。
And when Satan comes in, it will make us doubt God's plan.
然后我们就想去做一些事情，会去破坏神国的计划。
And it will make us do things, that destroy God's kingdom.
我们会去思想一些事情，结果会造成神家中的分裂。
And we will start to think and do things that cause division in God's house.
但是在这个过程当中，凡是被撒旦侵入心的人，完全不自知。而觉得自己正在做一件正确的事情。
On the same hand, the person who Satan entered has no idea what they're doing and believes that they're doing the right thing.
就好像犹大当时在做出卖耶稣的事的时候，他也觉得他所做的事情是非常合情合理的。
And similar, same thing like Judah when he was betraying Jesus. To him, he thought it was perfectly fine.
不单单撒旦可以进入人的心
，Not only can Satan enter people's hearts，
世界上还有许许多多不同的影响力和势力和广告和说法，也不断的都想侵入我们的心。
There are also things in this world, that wants to enter and take control of our hearts.
我有个同学，他在网络上面，他就说了一件事情。
One of my classmates said this online.
她说有一天她正在跟她的丈夫谈到她想买一副太阳眼镜。
She was telling her husband that she wants to purchase a pair of sunglasses.
而且是一个特殊的太阳眼镜了，能够防止某一种的紫外线或者特别从太阳来的辐射线。
So it was a special type of sunglasses that keeps UV light or special lights away.
结果他说没想到过两个小时以后，他的脸书上这个广告就跑出来了。
And unexpectedly, 2 hours later, a commercial came up on her Facebook.
大家可知道我们今天用的 YouTube, 我们用的脸书 ,Echo, Alexa, Siri,所有的智慧功能的器具实际上都在听我们说话吗
?Do you know that YouTube, Facebook, Echo, Alexa, Siri, the smart devices that we have are actually all listening to what we are saying?
我最近我太太的肩膀有点痛。
These couple of days, my wife's shoulder has been a little painful.
然后我们就在中文谈话就讲起来了。
And we were discussing in Chinese.
结果没想到
But to our surprise,
我的电脑不是他的电脑，我的电脑上面的 YouTube 就跑出如何医治50肩的影片。
And to my surprise, my computer, not hers, my computer popped up YouTube videos, explaining how to relieve shoulder pains.
我自己从来没有打进去从电脑搜寻这样的一个资讯。
I never myself typed those words in to find those clips.
电脑自己跑出来喂我这个信息。
My computer popped up those videos to feed those information to me.
我们今天的世界实际上就是一个网络的世界。
So today's society is essentially internet society, internet world.
这网络的世界就在收集我们的喜好。
And they are trying to find our hobbies, the things that we like.
加深我们的观点。
And enforce our viewpoints.
让我们的思维、我们的举止、我们的言行就跟着我们自己原有的喜好和兴趣去加深并且融入对方所要带领我们的方向去。
So therefore it enforces our likes, our hobbies, and guide us more towards the same path that we had to where they want us to be.
在2018年3月的时候
In 2018, March of 2018,
美国国会开始做一个调查。
The Congress?
Mm-hmm.
Congress, they had an investigation.
他们发现脸书会针对某一些用户，然后把一些政治倾向的信息不断的喂给他的用户去看，导致影响选举结果。
So they did an investigation that on Facebook they provide a special way of election.And the political views for their viewers so that it kind of lured the Facebook users into voting in a specific political party.
于是国会就把脸书的总裁叫到国会面前，然后询问他说，你是不是有把所有人的个资卖给某一家公司？
So then the congressperson, they askedthe Facebook president, essentially, and asked him if he has sold special accounts to special parties.
但是对脸书的政策以及脸书的执行长来说，他并没有错，因为这些是每一个人自己愿意把自己的倾向、喜好、自己有关自己的事情自己放到脸书上的。
But for the CEO of Facebook, he didn't really do anything wrong because it's the users who specifically put their own likes, their dislikes on Facebook.
但是问题是后面的公司得到这些资讯之后，他会根据每一个人的喜好不断的加强，不断的攻击一些会引导这些人激起他们兴奋的一些信息。
So therefore, they use those information and bring those information in and feed the users more information to bring out their excitement.
因此国会后来做出一个决定，就是说呢，必须有人去监察，去掌控这一些主要社交媒体的信息。
So therefore, in the end, the Congress made the decision of auditing the, these...internet accounts.
到最后四月十九号的时候，纽约时报后来他对整件事情做出一个结论。
So in April, April 2018, New York Times made the final decision.
他说是的，我们应该是有社会公义去监察、去掌控、去管理这一些信息。
Yes, we should have auditors. We should have someone who control these information.
但是谁去监察这些监控者呢？
But at the same hand, who audits the auditors?
因为这一些的价值观都是有自我立场为出发点的。
Because all this value system, it all come from self-centeredness.
也就是说，这个世界上它实际上找不出一个好的防卫系统的。
Because in this world, there is no one defense mechanism that is good.
唯一能够防卫的就是我们自己，必须要以神的话来做自我的防卫。
The only defense mechanism is using God's words to defend our hearts.
因为整个世界正在争夺我们的心。
Because this world is trying to steal our inner person.
它要影响我们的政治观。
It wants to affect our political view.
它要影响我们的文化认同。
Affect our cultural identity.
它要影响我们购买的方式。
It wants to affect the ways of purchasing.
世界希望我们永远不满足，因为只有不满足，我们才愿意花钱。
The world wants us to be never satisfied, never content, so that we will keep on buying, keep on purchasing.
这个世界正在影响我们的人际关系。
And the world is affecting our social relationship.
它也正在影响我们的喜好。
And affecting our self-desires.
最后影响我们最基本的信仰。
And lastly, affects the most foundation, which is our faith.
所以约翰在约翰一书这边告诉我们。
Therefore, John tells us in 1 John.
我们的心中是有两个势力正在争夺的。
In our heart, there's two forces that is competing with each other.
一个是爱世界的心。
And one is love for the world.
另一个是爱神的心。
And the other is love for the Father.
而世界上用各种的方式去引诱我们堕入陷阱。
And in the world, there's so many things that are trying to make us fall into temptation.
世界用不同的信息来争取我们的注意力。
And using all information to try to get our attention.
我想大家也许接过诈骗电话，就是说，哎，您有个包裹，请你来取。
Or you receive a prank or a phone call saying you have a package you have to pick up.
或者说你的账号被盗了，请你赶快跟我们联络，我们好帮助你。
Or say your account has been hacked, please call us so we can better assist you.
最近还有一个更新的东西出来了，请大家注意。
And recently there has been even a newer hacking system.
他们打电话来说，您现在要打疫苗的话，请您赶快跟我联络，并且把你Social Security 啊，就是公众安全社会安全账号呢，告诉我们。
Recently, if you want to get a COVID vaccine, please give us a call and please provide me your Social Security card number.
我们好为你登记。
So that we can better sign you up for the vaccine.
世界很清楚我们关心的是什么。
The world really knows what we cared for.
而且不单单他知道我们关心什么，他还伺机把一些信息就给我们了。
Not only does it know what we currently care for, it also feeds us the information.
如果我们关心世界和看媒体的时间多于读圣经，
If we care for the world and for the news more than we read the Bible,
我们必须要非常小心了。
We must be very careful.
我们会变成用世俗的眼光去解释圣经。
Because then we will use the worldview to describe and dissect the Bible.
而不是用圣经的观点来看世界。
And not use the viewpoint of Bible to view this world.
那这个世界它是怎么样做来攻击我们的心呢？
So how does this world attack our heart?
然后我们后来会被影响的这些特征有哪几点会发生呢？
And what will happen after we've been attacked by the world?
我们会发现我们不知不觉当中，我们发现神国以外的事情好像更吸引我。
We will slowly feel like things outside of the kingdom of God become more attractive.
我们谈及神国以外的事情好像更兴奋，心跳更加快，然后更愿意谈论。
And when we discuss about things outside of God's kingdom, we become more excited. We're more willing to talk about it.
我们会开始看重一些暂时的事物，多于了解永生的事物。
We'll become more interested in temporary things than eternal things.
我们情愿花时间在财富、名誉、投资、地位等等。
We'd rather spend time in monetary things, investments, and focus on that.
那世界的一些特征，这些攻击的特征是怎么样呢？他会跟你说，这件事情要赶快做。
So basically, the world is trying to tell you, you must do things, do these things now.
很紧急。
It's very urgent.
哦，你现在赶快打电话。
You must make a phone call right now.
你赶快买这个东西，你赶快奉献这个事情。
You must purchase this now. You must offer this thing right now.
我们赶快要时间一起来开这个会。
We have to take the time to have a meeting right now.
然后很自然的，我们人就把属灵的事情把它降低地位，把这些事情延后了。
And naturally, we postpone spiritual things.
那另一个东西会来影响、来侵犯我们的心的是什么呢？
What is the other thing that will attack our hearts?
实际上不是外在的。
Actually, it's not something from the outside.
是我们里面自然而然发生的。
It's actually from within that occurs naturally.
我们的心实际上就像花园，是需要去照顾的。
Our heart is just like a garden. It needs to be cared for.
2020 是一个很特殊的一年，大家不能外出。
2020 has been a very interesting year. We cannot go out.
那许多人就必须要要专注一些事情，不然实在闷得发慌。
Many people have to focus on certain things, or else you'll be bored out of your mind.
许多人就把时间能够好好的运用，比如说在家里有一些园艺，看看植物的生长，实在是让人心旷神怡。
And a lot of people actually focus on their gardening because it actually brings joy to them.
实际上，这些植物就像我们的心一样。
And actually, these plants are similar to our hearts.
有一些植物它是要特别的阳光的。有一些植物它要特别的温度的。
Some plants require more lighting. Some plants require more different temperatures.
有一些植物它的浇水的分量也是不同的。
And the amount of watering required for different plants are different also.
那这一些实际上就反映我们自己的心。
These actually reflects our heart.
我们的心也是需要去浇灌、去保护的。
Our heart needs to be watered. It needs to be cared for. It needs to be protected.
我们也必须了解，我们自己的心是生来就有罪的。
We have to also understand our hearts. The moment we were born, it's sinful.
如果我们这个心不被神的话所光照的话
，If our hearts is not being shined with God's light.
我们就自然的堕落，我们就自然的会变黑暗。
We naturally fall and we naturally become sinful.
然后我们的自然，我们的生命和生活就被我们自己的情绪和认知所误导了。
And we'll be directed by our own understanding.
我们是自然有惰性的。
We naturally have laziness.
如果没有神的话光照的话，我们就看不见我们自己有问题的。
Without God's light shining on us, we won't even know that we have problems.
那这一个攻击就是内在出来的败坏，它还有怎么样一个特征呢？会发生怎么样在我们生命当中呢？
So the things from within, what kind of outward things it will bring out?
如果我们没有防卫的话，就我们很自然的，我们就开始对人生失去盼望了。
If we don't have a good defense mechanism, we will lose hope in our life.
我们很自然对神的家，还有神的一些事情呢，就失去兴趣了。
and naturally we will lose interest in God and in things related to God.
我们失去动力去用神的话去观察自己的灵命了。
And we will lose the motivation to watch our spiritual life.
而且我们看事物就很自然地变成自我中心的观点。
And naturally, when we look at things, we become very self-centered.
也许我们表现的骄傲，也许表现的自卑。
Maybe we are prideful, maybe we lack self-esteem.
但是如果有神的话，我们就知道，我们骄傲实际上是因为自卑。
But with God, we often feel like, with God, we know that when we are proud, it's because we lack self-esteem.
而且很多时候我们自卑实际上是因为骄傲。
And oftentimes, we have low self-esteem, it's because we are proud.
然后这些特征也包括我们用负面的眼光去看周遭的人事物，渐渐地对生命打不起劲，而且感到窒息。
And in the same way, we become very negative towards the things, the people around us, and therefore we become even more and more depressed.
不论你要不要去保守你的心，请我们了解，原来你要不要保守，实际上我们正处在三方面的敌人，正在虎视眈眈的要掠夺我们的心。
Whether you want to protect or not, protect your heart or not, we have to understand that there are three different forces that are seeking opportunities to take over our hearts.
撒旦、世界和自我。
That is Satan, world, and self.
因此，我们要学会保护我们的心。首先，我们要知道有敌人以及何种的敌人。
So in order for us to protect our heart, take control of our heart, we have to understand that there is an enemy and also what kind of enemy there are.
我们要保持专心。
We have to be focused.
哦，但是呢，我们一般来说呢，哎，实在就是经常心不在焉的。
So actually to us all, we are often absent-minded.
啊，也许上课的时候人在教室，心不在教室。
Oftentimes, even though we're physically in class, but our heart, our mind is somewhere else.
上班的时候好像人在公司，但是心不在公司。
And similar to work, even though you're physically in the office, but your heart and your mind is somewhere else.
有一对夫妻在结婚35周年的那一天。
And so there's a couple on the 35th anniversary.
然后这夫妻两人在餐桌上一起吃早餐。
And they sat together having breakfast.
然后这个太太就非常想暗示自己的先生说，哎，今天可是有一个大重大意义的大日子啊。
So the wife wants to remind the husband that today is a very special day.
于是她就便跟她老公很含蓄地说。
But she didn't say anything, so she kind of mentioned in a more hidden way, and she says.
她说，老公啊，你可知道你我坐在这两把椅子上已经整整35年了吗？
So she says, oh husband, do you know we've been sitting on these chairs for 35 years already?
然后这个老公就放下他手中的手机，对她说，哎，你是不是想跟我换个位子坐？
So then husband put down his cell phone and says, oh, do you want to switch seats with me?
哦，原来心不在焉。
So he's very absent-minded.
圣经说我们要保守我们的心。
Bible says we must protect our hearts.
我们就必须要懂得怎么样去保守以及防卫，让我们专心。
So therefore we must have a mechanism to help ourselves to not be absent-minded, to protect our hearts.
我们会为我们的退休金 401k 去做安排。
We often take time to prepare for our 401k, for our retirement fund.
我们今天进出家庭，我们都要非常的小心，我们戴口罩、洗手。实际上，这一些都是所谓的保守的工作。
And these days when we enter and leave the house, we wear masks, wash our hands, to protect from the virus.
那更何况我们珍贵的心呢？我们更要去保守它。
And similarly for our hearts, we must take even more, more actions to protect it.
那神在圣经里面说，我们要保守我们的心胜过保守一切。
And in the Bible it says we have to guard our hearts above all else.
这个听起来有点怪。
If hearing it, it sounds a little strange.
因为听起来好像说我们现在要用心去保守心，我怎么用心去保守心呢？
It's essentially saying you have to use your heart to protect your heart. And how do you do that?
而我们刚刚前面提到，实际上我们的心是由理智、意志和情感所组成的。
So earlier we have mentioned that our heart is made up of will, rationality, and emotion.
所以当我们要保守我们的心的时候，我们必须要用我们的心的一部分先做一个启动的工作，然后再让我们整个心被保护住。
So we have to use those as a starting point in order to shield and protect the heart.
我们先用理智知道我们必须要保守我们的心。
We must use rationality to understand that we have to protect our heart.
然后我们用的情感去融入去理解这个重要性，然后用我们的情感去影响我们的意志。
And we have to use our emotions to understand the rationality and use our wills to reinforce that.
然后这个意志就说，那我需要更多神的话，因此我再把神的话再读进来，在我生命当中再一次的消化。
So then the will will say, oh, I must have more God's word to put into myself. So then it's a full circle.
这个社会和现今许多的学说说，我们的心只有包括情感的部分。
A lot of times in this world, it mentions that our heart only contains the emotional part.
但是几千年前，希腊的哲学家就告诉我们，如果我们人只有情感，只有被情感支配的话。
Actually, 1,000 years ago, Greek philosopher says, if we are only driven by emotions,
我们实际上跟动物没有两样，我们就是动物了。
Then we're no different from animals. We're just like animals.
所以今天所有的社会跟我们说，我们感觉我是男的就是男的，我感觉女的就是女的。
In this world, in this society right now, it says, if I feel like a male, I'm a male. If I feel like a female, I'm a female.
我感觉我应该这样子做，我感觉那我就去做 ，just do it.
If I feel like I'm doing this, I should be doing this. Just do it.
那我们跟动物就没有两样了。
We're no different from animals.
我们需要理性做一个支配，去理解和意志。
We need to have rationality. To dissect, and we have to have our special will.
但是如果人只有理性的话，
But on the contrary, if we only use rationality,
我们人会枯干，我们会变成机器，我们没有热情的。
We will lose our excitement. We will become like a machine.
我们就变成一个没有同理心的人。
And we will have no sympathy.
我们人与人中间所有的激发出来的想象力和其中的爱情就没有了。
We will lose the drive, we'll lose the imagination.
所以这个整个过程当中，我们需要理智、情感和意志的一个综合，然后我们以神的话来改变我们自己的心，来保护我们的心。
So therefore, we need a combination of rationality, will, and emotion, along with God's word, in order to drive us forward.
我们需要神的话，我们用理解神的话，知道神在我们生命中掌权。
We have to use reasoning to understand that God's word and God reign in our life.
就会让我们的灵命和智慧成熟。
It will mature our spiritual life.
然后就会影响我们的情绪，我们的灵里面就开始快乐。
And it will affect our emotions, and spiritually will be very joyful.
根据研究发现，实际上当我们学习的时候，当我们有知识的时候，实际上是让我们人是欢愉快乐的。
And from a research study, it shows that when we have more education, when we have more knowledge, we become more happy.
但是开始必须要理解，是用我们的理智说我们要去学习。
But it has to start with rationality, the understanding that we want to learn.
然后我们要知道，我们也是一个感性的生物，我们需要有情感的。
We also have to understand that we have emotions. We're emotional beings.
因此我们必须要用情感去怀念，去纪念神在过去当中怎么样在我生命当中留下的痕迹。
So therefore, we have the emotion. We need to have use emotions to reminisce and think about what God has done for us.
用情感去爱神。
And use passion to love our God.
然后用神的话融入我们每一天的情绪。
And use God's word to flow into our daily emotions.
这样一个情形，神的话就刻在我的心里了。它进入我的心，进入我的情绪了。
And then God's word will bind to ourselves and it will enter our hearts.
如果我们一早上起来，我们的人是被神的话所主导的话，我们这一天就懂得怎么去爱神、爱人。
When we wake up reading God's words, then the whole entire day we will learn to how to love God and love people.
最后我们要学习用信心，也就是意志呢，把所有的担子呢交给神。
And then lastly, we have to use our faith and willpower to give all our burdens to God.
我们要开始了解，实际上我的命啊，不单单是我自己的。
We have to understand that our life is not just not ours.
我的健康也不是单单是我的。
And my health does not solely belong to me.
我的家庭不单单是我的。
Same thing with our family. It's not.
我的财产不是我的。
My money does not belong to me either.
是神的。
It belongs to God.
我的心也不是我的，我的心是神的。
And my heart, in the same way, does not belong to me. It belongs to God.
因此，我的生活的担子，我生命的担子，自然的就轻松了。
And so, therefore, then my burden in this world, my burdens are much lighter.
这个压力全部都在神身上。
My stress is all on God.
然后我们就学习，当我的心、我的财产都是神的话，我很自然就会走神要我走的道路。
When I understand my money and my all belong to God, then I will walk on God's path.
结果很奇妙的一件事情，就是当我去爱、牺牲、奉献的时候，好像我在给。
And then miraculously, even though when I'm offering, when I'm giving.
但是实际上我在得，我得到了保守，我得到了一个行在神话语当中，以至于能够保守我自己心的一份礼物。
And even though it looks like I'm giving, it's actually me receiving to guard my heart, guard everything that's in it.
路加福音十二章三十四节说：“因为你们的财宝在哪，你的心也在哪。”
In Luke it says, wherever your treasure is, your heart is also.
当我们把所有的财务的规划都投资在神国的时候
，When we treasure everything in God's kingdom,
那很自然的，这一切就变成是神的事情了，不是我的事了。
Naturally, everything will be God's.
让我的心也跑到神里面了，我的心也被神保护了。
And then naturally, my heart will belong to God, and it will be protected by God.
我们怎么样保护我们的心？实际上就跟吃东西一样。
How we protect our heart is just like how we eat.
我们每次想要吃一个好吃的东西的时候啊，大家已经很久没去 flushing 了啊。
We have not been to Flushing in a while, and there's something that we really want to eat.
我们就实际上你想去吃的时候，你就是用感性去期待，然后吃的时候用感性去享受。
And when you're enjoying the food, you're using emotion to anticipate, and then using your emotions to enjoy the food.
然后但是在吃的时候，我们去 supermarket 还是做一些理性的选择跟评估，看是不是健康的。
And then also at the same time, we use rationality to evaluate whether it's healthy or not.
我们然后用意志去执行，然后我要怎么吃，我要按什么样时间去吃。
And then we use our will to execute and see how and when we are going to eat.
然后这个所有的东西的本身，这个食物实际上就是神的话。
This food, quote unquote, is just like God's word.
所以我们用理性去理解。
We use our rationality to understand.
用情感去体会，去融入，去爱慕。
To use our emotions to experience, to assimilate with, and to love.
然后去意志去操练。
And then we use our will to practice.
然后把每一部分呢，和串在一起，环环相扣。
And then we connect each part, and then, so that it can be interconnected.
这样子就保守和滋润我们的心了。
And that nourishes, our heart.
那我在这边也用一个例子，我们今天怎么样用神的话去让我们有情感和理智和意志去投入呢？
And now I use an example to help us understand how to use willpower, emotions, and reasonings, to proceed.
最近礼拜二的查经，我们正在查出埃及记，谈到摩西的故事。
In these past Tuesday Bible studies, we've been studying about Moses of Exodus.
其中有一段是摩西到80岁的时候才被神呼召。
And a portion of it is Moses being called when he was 80 years old.
也许我们读的时候觉得说，神啊，凭我们所认知的观点，你为什么不趁着摩西40岁强壮有力的时候就呼召他呢？
To our understanding, we might think, why didn't God call Moses when he was 40 years old, when he's in youthful years, strong and more mighty?
这是我们理性的去读，然后我们怎么样进入情感呢？
And that's our reasoning, rationally reading the Bible. And how do we continue with emotional?
所以当我们这样去问神的时候，神就让我们看到，原来如果摩西40岁就出来带领以色列人的话。
And when we ask God this question, God's answer for us, if Moses came when he was 40 years old,
他不单单会觉得说他今天可以带领以色列人是凭着他自己的能力。
Moses will think that he's able to guide and lead the Israelites because of his own power.
而且等到真的带领几百万人，他没办法负荷的时候。
And not only so, when Moses has tens and thousands of people that he needs to lead,
他会突然觉得一切都是他的责任，他会垮台的。
He will think everything is his responsibility and he will fall short.
他就发现他这个担子不能当。
And Moses will realize he cannot take on the burden.
所以等到80岁再呼召他的时候，摩西知道他的担子本来就担不了。
So then God calling Moses at 80 is to make him understand that this burden he is not able to carry on his own.
我们就发现神的时间真的很奇妙，有他的美意在后面的。
And therefore we understand God's timing is always perfect. He has this perfect will.
然后我们再看我们生命当中我们过的每一个路程，原来神都有他特别的计划，我们不要后悔，我们不要悔恨，神有他的美意的。
In the same way, for us on our path, God has special wills for us too, and we don't have to look back and regret.
所以我们看这个故事，我们就会爱上这个故事。
And when we read the story, we will learn to love the story.
然后我们就说，那我们更要下定决心，我们继续读下去，这个就用到我们的意志了。
And then when we love the story, we will have the willpower of wanting to read more about it.
所以我们就不断地把神的话就融入我们的生命里面了。
And then therefore, we will continuously engrave God's word into our lives.
我们今天再一次回顾，就是我们的心是最重要的。
And then we reflect back on the importance, the most important thing is our heart.
因为一生的果效都是从这个心发出来的。
Because everything we do flows from the heart.
然后我们要用神的话去抵挡撒旦的诱惑。
And we have to use God's words to oppose Satan's temptations.
我们要用神的话去远离，去分析世界上的诱惑。
We have to use God's word to get away from the world's temptations and analyze it.
然后我们要用神的话来光照我们自己。
And we must use God's words to light ourselves, our paths.
这样我们的心就会健康，我们的心就会强壮，我们的人生我们就充满盼望以及喜乐。
In that way, our heart will be healthy and strong, and our life will be joyful, and beautiful.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你告诉也教导我们，我们要用你的话来保守我们的心。
You tell us and teach us that we have to use your words to guard our hearts.
因为我们学习把心给你。
May we learn to give our heart to you.
你来掌权。
So that you can take control of it.
祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名，阿门。
Pray this all in the name of Lord Jesus. Amen.